Every year, McCook gets a chance to host a great, fantastic Southwest Nebraska High School Rodeo, and it's this coming weekend. Mr. Brad Riemenschneider is back once again to promote a great weekend, Brad. Here we go, another Southwest Nebraska High School Rodeo, Friday, Saturday at the Kiplinger and the Ellis Arena. You're ready to go, aren't you?
Yep, we're ready to go again. I think this is year 14 or 15,
wow.
So we're carrying right along. Looked at the list this morning. About 86 or 7 kids coming, so yeah, another great big batch of kids, and yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
And they're scattered all over the state from all different directions, right?
Correct, and one thing that Nebraska does is kids from Colorado, South Dakota, Kansas, Wyoming, if they rodeo here and earn points, those points get to transfer back to those states. So there has been years we've seen kids from out of state, mm-hmm. generally speaking, Kansas, Colorado, but we have had South Dakota kids down here too, so you just never know.
That's cool. That just open it up for all those states. You got a lot of kids that are interested in the sport, and if it helps with the points and everything, why not, huh?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for some of those kids if there's not a rodeo in their state to come. It's kind of the first rodeo of the year to get their feet wet and get things kicked off. So, yeah, it's we've got a great crowd coming, and it's going to be a awesome event.
You got some great sponsors, people backing you up once again this year, don't you?
Sponsorship is amazing. Small communities just pull together when chips hit the table, and that's good. Yeah, sponsorship has been really good. We look forward to people coming out, and we do operate in two separate arenas, so it speeds it up a little bit. So if you're interested in girls' events, there's 43 barrel racers that'll take place in Alice. So if you love barrel racing, that'd be a good place to park for a couple hours.
Isn't it cool over the fairgrounds? You've got a number of different arenas where I think back in the day you were just at the one, the Kiplinger, and it kind of took a little longer, didn't it?
Yeah, when we did everything at the Kiplinger, we'd start at 9 and it'd be 6:30 or 7 in the evening before we got done. But now that we run the girls' events in the Alice, boys' events in the Kiplinger, generally speaking, we're done between 2 and 2:30, so made a huge difference.
That's good. Now, Brad, I do believe events kick off on Friday evening. Is that right?
Friday evening at 6 o'clock, we'll do the cutting. Okay. That is a free event to attend. The way we work that, Rich, is the boys and girls both cut, and they both get a cut twice. So our rodeo is set up where they can actually win the Saturday rodeo and the Sunday rodeo. So it's two separate rodeos. So that way the kids have an opportunity to earn points both days.
All right. Now the Friday night event is a free event, isn't it?
Friday night event is free. It's boys and girls cutting. Same thing. They each get to go twice. So it's treated as two separate rodeos for points for the state system. So yeah, if you like to watch cutting, that's a free event to attend. So yeah, come on out Friday night starting at 6 and yep, you can watch boys and girls cut cattle out.
And then Saturday, and then again Sundays at 9 a.m. both mornings.
Yep, Sunday, 9 a.m. start times for the rodeo. We do everything to kick things off over in the Kiplinger, and then we transfer over and get the girls started. And then we get the boys started with rough stock and tie down roping and some of that stuff. And then after the girls are completed, generally around noonish, girls come back over. A lot of girls and boys team rope together, so then we'll run team roping that afternoon.
Now there's just a small admission for a Saturday and Sunday, isn't there?
Yeah, it's $5 mm-hmm. to get in. Kids 5 and under are free, so yeah, you're not going to break the bank getting there. Mm-hmm. We do have Nancy Collins supplies a little concession stand, so you can get a hamburger, you can get a soda and a Snickers, whatever. So there is food there on premises. So yeah, come out and sit down and enjoy yourself.
Is expected to be a little cooler for this weekend, so nice to have an indoor venue, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's nice to be. The one thing that's awesome about the facilities we have up there is regardless of what it's doing outside, it's always the same inside. Mm-hmm. So for us, actually, the cooler weather's better because cooler's better on the animals and the horses and the workers.
Right,
so
right.
If it's 60 outside, that's perfect. When it's 80 outside, it's pretty warm in that arena.
Yeah.
So the cool weather will be great for us.
I keep thinking, Brad, all these great events we have, one of these events is going to bring a rainstorm here to Southwest Nebraska. I don't know which one it's going to be, but maybe one of these will.
Bye. I hope you're right, Rich. It could rain all weekend. It's not going to affect our rodeo. Kids' horses are inside. So, yeah, maybe this weekend's the weekend we get the rain.
That's terrific. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But, again, after this rodeo, they can move on to some others, right?
Yeah, so the high school kids, they go basically starting with ours pretty much every weekend until I believe it's right towards the very first of July when they compete at state. So there's 16 or 17 rodeos that they go to before they get to the state side. Mm-hmm. And then at state, if they qualify, they go on to the nationals. So, yeah, these kids start in April, and if they have a good year, they're playing until end of July. So
6 o'clock Friday night, 9 o'clock Saturday, 9 o'clock on Sunday at the Kibler Grand Alice Arenas.
Yep, and we look forward to anybody that wants to come out. This is a pretty good bang for your buck at mm-hmm. $5. You can get, like I said, the girls' events and the boys' events. We do separate, but you're welcome to walk over to the Alice. Once you pay at one door, you're in both arenas, so you can go back and forth however you want to do it.
Thank you very much. Have a fun weekend.
Hey, we will. I appreciate you guys' help, and I want to thank all the sponsors out there that will be in the program. So as you're looking through them, folks, please, you know, when you walk in and grace their doors, please thank them for the help that they give us.
That's right, because the folks staying in motels and going out to eat and stuff like that helps the community, doesn't it?
Helps our community tremendously. I mean, every dollar spent here is tax money that we collect, which helps sidewalk, streets, what have you. So, yes, any outdoor money is always welcome to have.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate your help as always.